Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a time when God asked the question, "Haven't you heard?" It's in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 and 28, where we read this. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Looking at the glory of God's creation, Isaiah asked the question, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" The prophet couldn't believe that anyone would doubt the greatness of God when they saw the majesty of the universe that he made. Isaiah's amazement was well placed. How can anyone look at the glory and design evident in creation and fail to understand that there must be a glorious designer behind such a glorious design? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 23 says, "He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless." God's power and glory are not only exalted above his creation, but also over men of power on the earth. When people have political power or legal power, it's easy for them to think of themselves as gods. Yet there is a God in heaven who reigns over the universe, over the stars, and over the great men of this earth. Isaiah shows us how understanding this makes a difference in our life, beyond our obvious need to honor and worship this great God. Isaiah asked, "Why do you say, O Jacob, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God?" Understanding the greatness and glory of God persuades us that there is nothing in our life hidden from God, and there is nothing neglected by God. He is there, he is real, and he is not silent. That's why Isaiah could ask, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" Isaiah asked this question both of real atheists who doubt the existence of God, and he asked it to practical atheists who may believe in God, yet they don't seem to understand that the fact that there is a God of all creation who makes a difference in everyday life. It's easy to believe that God exists, but to doubt his care or concern over our life. We can intellectually understand that there's a great God who created the heavens and the earth, but we forget or doubt that he is able or willing to meet our personal needs. So we can ask the same question that Isaiah asked. Have you not heard? These practical atheists needed to hear what they already knew, that the Lord God is the creator of the ends of the earth. Then they need to hear about their creator, that he neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Those who really believe these truths about God should live as if God is really there. He is there, and he really cares. The God that is big enough to create the universe is personal enough to care about you. Let that encourage your heart today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.